Well, welcome, Tim. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself? How long have you lived in Salmon Arm?
I moved here in the summer of 2001. I moved here to open the new resort on the waterfront, the Prestige Harborfront Resort, as general manager.
So besides that, what have you been doing since you've been here?
Well, I mean, opening that property came with lots of responsibility. One was definitely to get involved in the community, sit on as many boards as I could. Our kids were young then, and the first thing I did was I became a director on the Downtown Improvement Association, which is now called Downtown Salmon Arm.
So what do you like most about living here?
Well, the dynamics of Salmon Arm is unlike anywhere, with the foreshore, the waterfront, the downtown, the activities. You know, my wife was born and raised here, so for her it was a homecoming, and obviously a nice little break for us to be able to come here and raise our kids here. But it's a dynamic community. The business community itself is very special. Everyone in the business community has a selfness, and they want to be the best that we can be, and that's something that was very apparent to me right away. Hmm.
So given that you like a lot about living here, is there anything, or what do you like least about living here?
The train tracks. I mean, it's a, I get it, but wherever you live, you can pretty much hear them. But that said, it is part of our economy in a way. What do I least like about living here? I don't know. It's when I sold cars, it would really skew the miles per gallon in city, because there's so many hills that it is tough to get up and down, especially when it's winter out. But there's not a lot that I don't like. I've lived in Vancouver, Kelowna, and Vernon, and this is by far the best place to be.
Mm. Good. What would you say your most important values as a person?
Oh, well, it says right there: honesty, integrity, loyalty, hardworking, being respected by giving respect. I mean, all those things are true to my core values as a person, as a businessman, as a parent. I mean, it's very important to me. That's all you have as a person. When you strip yourself down, that's all you have is those qualities, and you have to be true to them. Otherwise, you're not true to yourself.
Okay. Who would you say are some of the people you particularly respect in this community, or at least the kind of people you respect in this community?
I respect the people in this community that give for no other reason than making this community better. And the very first person that comes to mind is Bill Laird. What he's done in our downtown is truly amazing. I don't know where we would be without that kind of development. I personally call it the Bill Laird Revitalization Plan. And I've sat around boards with Bill for many years, and there's only one reason he does it. He wants to make Salmon Arm better. You know, I've sat around the table with lots of business people, and again, it goes back to how self everyone thinks as a business person. You know, how they think in this town is special. I've sat on boards in Vernon when I was managing the property there, and yeah, I mean, you get involved with the chamber, you get involved with the tourism, and yeah, those boards were kind of neat, but boy, when I came here, it's a lot different. People do it because they sincerely want to make this place better, and I respect anyone who does that.
Okay. So in your opinion, what are the most important issues that are facing Salmon Arm and area at present?
We need to further enhance and develop our business core. A lot of our property taxes are borne by residents right now, and we need to even that out a bit. We do need services in this town that we currently don't have. That's no fault of anyone's other than maybe economy and environmental issues and all that stuff. But we need to look at everything that comes before the city, and we need to look at, does this add value? Does it add the dynamics and the vibrancy that we're looking for? And if it does, then we need to open them with open arms and do everything that we can to make sure that they choose to make Salmon Arm the new home. And if we can increase our business, it'll bring you know, the higher paying jobs to town. The other business, the bigger 20 plus employee businesses that look for those amenities in a town to set up shop. Because I don't think we're getting them right now. I think it's easier to set up shop in bigger centers that have amenities that their employees want. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. Well, you may have kind of started to answer that question, but what is your main reason for running for office?
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it. I mean, I have a lot of experience on volunteer boards in town, and most of those boards, I think, with the exception of minor hockey, have city council representation on them. So the Shoe Shop Recreation Society, I mean, I've sat on that board for 12 years as a director and past president. And I mean, we deal with a city budget. You know, it's taxpayers' dollars. And I'm ready to go to the next level, to be one of those counselors and be a part of the big picture. And that's important to me.
Mm-hmm. So what do you hope to actually accomplish if you are elected?
Oh, well, we want to accomplish a stronger, vibrant business sector in this town, as well as, you know, keeping our environmental, our special environmental foreshore that we have right now, and that both of those can coexist without one taking precedent over the other. You know, working on the foreshore with the prestige, I mean, I get what's out there. It's very special, and a lot of people don't. I've worked with, sat on the board of Sabnis. I've worked with the Shoe Shop Naturalists, specifically Ed McDonald, and we set up tours, and you know, there's 250 species of bird out there, you know, and there's 500 in the entire province, so half the bird species can at one time be found out there. Our grebes have done an amazing job in population. Last year was a record baby count, almost 200 birds. When before we opened, there was less than 100. So I think that area has flourished nicely. I understand that, but I also understand that a business community, a strong, vibrant business community, is what Salmon Arm is getting to the next stage of requiring. And both those things can live, like I say, together, and one doesn't have to dominate the other.
Okay, so given that, in what way do you actually intend to work to achieve your goals if you were to get into office?
Well, I mean, Salmon Arm is in a stage right now where it's starting to get some inquiries towards development coming to our town. And you have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared to listen to what they want, what a business is looking for in a community. And you have to be prepared to answer questions, and you have to be prepared to ask them, how can we make that happen? You know, how can we make that come to fruition? I think you have to work with the other council and mayor as a team to work together and understand each other's opinions. But at the end of the day, do what's best for our city. Yeah, your personal opinion comes in, but ultimately you're making decisions for the city, and sometimes you got to put that aside and do what's best. And I promise I'll look at everything through that type of lens and not sacrifice things that that make this a very special community.
So as a final question, really, what would you like to leave as a legacy after you step down, provided you get elected?
Oh, wow. If I got elected, that would be amazing for sure. But after it's all over, I mean, I think of it, you know, as your obituary. What do you want said at your funeral? And what did you do? What is my legacy? I hope my legacy would be that we grow this city the proper way, the right way, that our business community is vibrant, our downtown is vibrant, that we have a strong industrial high-tech sector up in our industrial park that's the envy of everyone. I hope we have transportation to and from that park for the workers. But I hope that when it's all over, and I always think this when I'm making decisions, you know, what are people going to say afterwards? And it has to be positive, and it has to make the right decisions to make it happen.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today and speaking with us.
My pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, thanks.